With just 2 weeks until Easter, let's do a quick check-in. Naturally, you might be in a different boat than I am, but still, as I take pause and reflect on what I've done for him this Lenten season, in turn, what I've done for myself, I'd have to say we'd both be a little disappointed in me. Nonetheless, you see, that's the great thing about God. He's full of grace and forgiveness, so I suppose I should give myself a little leeway too. So how are you doing, my friend? Now it's your turn. Take a pause and think back on these past 4 weeks. Have you hit any of your goals for Lent? But remember, don't be too hard on yourself because God isn't going to judge you. He forgives you. He loves you. And the greatest of these gifts is love. It really is. That's where our grace and mercy stem from. It comes from the love within our hearts. But today, I'd like to talk about another one of our Advent gifts, hope. And the words from Romans 15:13 inspire each and every one of us. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's sit with that for just a bit. Hope. So beautiful, so innocent, yet it requires us to have so much faith. We are hopeful for unexpected opportunities, our health, and a better future. Heck, how about hope for a better day because yesterday was so darn lousy? And for this episode, I'm going to ask you to ponder on two questions. How pleased are you with the amount of peace you brought to your inner self this Lent? And how hopeful do you feel right now? Good ones, right? Oh, and to help you bring those two answers together, I encourage you to download your manifestation workbook from my Rise, Love, Live boutique at etsyshop.com. Of course, you'll find the link below. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. What do you hope for? What are your dreams? Hope. Dreams. Nope. Hope wins. Yes, our dreams are our beautiful thoughts floating on a cloud. It requires work, good work, work that I can be proud of. But hope? No. Hope is faith. Hope is I want, I wish for XYZ to happen, and it will happen because I have faith. I asked my husband tonight what he hopes for. He first proclaimed that he's one of the lucky ones. He's already found love. Well, of course. And the abundance of family. Yet he hopes that he can complete his life's destiny, continue and bring to fruition his grandfather's legacy of clean air. And I believe he will do that. And you want to know why? Because he hopes for it. He has faith that this will happen. So what is hope? Hope is the strong feeling we have when we want something to happen. It helps us be positive and motivated even when things are difficult. And it's linked to how we behave, how we make decisions. So with all of this talk of hope and faith, let's take time to settle into thoughtful prayer. Are you ready? Dear Lord, I am grateful for your gentle ways. I trust you to guide me, to show me how to have hope and to encourage hope. You showed me how to prepare for Christmas. Now I ask, hold my hand, dear Lord, as I learn and understand how to prepare for Good Friday and Easter. I need to trade my sorrows and pain into hope and joy. And with you, dear Lord, I know that you can do just that. Please be with me tomorrow and the days that follow. Help me feel your presence and love. And the people of God said, Amen. My love, I realize that this episode was different than the others, and it needs to be. If you're listening to this off the season of Lent, then guess what? You still needed to hear it. Sometimes the actions that we need to take are simple, are silent, are in the need of being still. So be still. Take it slow. Hear your breath. Yes, that's it. Be that feeling. Lean into that feeling. Hold on to it. I believe in you. Now it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.